Excuse me, with all due respect, I understand your predicament, and it's just a human error. You know, this Shamus over here that got my Schmelke, he's a very nice person, and he just got phenomenon with so many things, and he forgot about it. And the day that he was supposed to write it in, and the pen didn't work, and I didn't have a pen, and he said he was going to write it down, and he said he was going to remember. So it's an honest little mistake. So, I mean, listen, we're Yidden, we have to have Shalom al Yisrael and everything, you know. So, you know, I think if I speak to my son and I tell him about the mistake, I'm sure he'll compromise, and I'm sure your son would like to compromise, and my son can lay half the Sedra, and then your son can lay half the Sedra.
Ah, that's what you want to do, huh? Well, I don't want to do that. I'm very sorry. I rented. I put down a deposit. I have a contract. Do you have a contract?
I'm a regular member here. I don't need to have a contract, okay? All I have to do is reserve it, and he marks it down on the calendar.
But he didn't.
Yes, but he's minded that I did reserve. You understand?
It's your word against mine. My word against his.
But you don't understand. I'm a very outstanding member here. I mean, you know what? Let me speak to my son, and you speak to your son, okay? And let's see, maybe they'll compromise.
All right. I'll do that thing. I'll compromise. I mean, I think I'll compromise. I mean, I'll see what I can do. All right. Whatever.
Whatever. I'm very sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure he's going to talk to his son. His son is going to be more than happy to share. Okay, let me speak to my son.
And so, of course, he went home, and he called his Yankala.
Yankala, please sit down over here. I need to talk to you.
Sure, Tati, what is it?
Yankala.
Is there a problem, Tati? Is something wrong?
I was just thinking out loud that the Shamash by mistake.
He's not going to let me practice the Kriya. I'm not going to be able to practice laning. I'm not going to be able to practice reading the Torah on Friday night.
Not exactly. That's not the problem. It's on Shabbos. There's a big problem.
What's the big problem? Is it suddenly an offer for something?
No. You see, I don't want to speak Chas V'Shalom Loshon Hara, but I mean, but it's okay. But over, I mean, it's not Loshon Hara. I mean, well, oh boy. Well, let's put it this way. There was a little mistake, an oversight, and the Gabbai by mistake booked two bar mitzvahs. Yours and somebody named Chesky Greenberg, okay?
But I prepared the whole thing. So what are we going to do?
Well, I figured the safest thing to do is that we should compromise, and you lay half, and he'll lay half.
But who is going to get the Shira?
Well, the Shira, I guess that should be made by a girl. That would be the fairest thing, you know. We'll make a girl and see who gets to do the Shira. Whoever gets to do the Shira, we'll do the Maftir and Haftorah. And the other one will get an Aliyah. What do you say? It sounds like a good idea.
It sounds fair to me. I mean, you know, it sounds like an idea. What does his father say? What does this boy Hasky say?
Don't know yet. They didn't ask him. Who didn't ask him? His father's going to ask him, just like I'm asking you.
And meanwhile, back in Chesky's house, when Mendel Greenberg came home...
Chesky, come over here, please.
Yeah, Torty, what is it?
Chesky, it's a little problem.
Oh, they don't let me learn from the Torah. They're not letting me practice reading the Torah, Kriya, on Friday night.
Not exactly. That's not the problem. by mistake, they overbooked, you know, and I'm very upset about that, you know, because You know, I only took that shul because I thought you'd be the only bar mitzvah, but he says he forgot to mark somebody down, a regular member, and, you know, maybe, you know, the other person's suggesting to compromise.
Compromise? What are you talking about, Daddy? I'm not going to compromise. There's a very big parasha, a very important parasha. This is Sedra. It's got the shear in it, you know? What are we going to do, flip, you know, spin a coin or make a gyro? If he gets the shear, I'm not going to be happy, you know? It wasn't so easy to learn the shear. Oh, no, no. I want to do the shear. So I say no. You got the contract, Auntie? Does he have a contract?
They don't make contracts with members. I mean, they just mark it down in the calendar, but it's just an oversight and everything.
Oh, Tati, Daddy, oh, I'm sorry, but you gotta put your foot down.
Yes, I should put my foot down. You should have a little derech eretz. What's with this, daddy-o?
I'm sorry. I just got carried away. I'm just so upset. I practiced so hard. I don't want to give in. I don't want to give in. No, no, no. I want to learn the whole thing. I think you should stand up with your eyes because it's in writing. I might see me come here all over you, right?
Very interesting. All right. I'll go back and tell him your decision.
My decision, you're the tati, you're the daddy, you gotta say it's your decision.
Right, okay. And so, the two of them met back with the shamans, with the Gabbai Shmelke.
Yeah,
I spoke to my son. He was very cooperative about it. You know, my son is maskim, he's mamish maskim to lane, chveis, whatever, you know, how do you call it, you know, half of the Sedra, and whoever gets to lay in the Shira, the other one will get the Maftin of Torah. You know, sounds like a fair compromise. No, what do you say?
Sounds all right by me. Ah, here comes Mr. Mendel Greenberg. Shalom Aleichem, how are you?
How are you?
Let's meet the... How are you? Come on, Mr. Schmeichel, is there an Eden? Let's make up a sugar. No, let's make a compromise. No? What do you say? So, you know, he has a great idea over here, Reb Nochum, you know. Reb Nochum says that, you know, you should make a girdle. Whoever gets the shira, the other one gets the maftin after. It's a great idea. No, what do you say?
I say that I'm going to take you to a din Torah because you signed... And I gave you the deposit, and I signed the contract, and I did everything for one purpose, so my son could read the whole Torah. Remember? Not half of it. The whole Sedra. Not half. Do you remember?
Yeah, but I told you that I forgot to mark it down.
That's your problem. I might see Michavir Oliveria. I have a written and signed contract. Does he...
No, I told you. In our shul, this is the way we do things, you know. We're people of word, men of word, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry. This is the way it's going to be.
Oh, boy. I guess we'll have to take it up with the rabbi. He'll have to make the final decision.
I'll take him to a din Torah, too. You'll see. The nerve of you people. How could you call yourselves an organization, even? Let alone a shul. This the way you run your shul?
Hey, excuse me, sir. No talking Lashon Hara over here. Okay? It was just a human error. A simple mistake. Anybody can make a mistake, okay? Yeah. Calm your liver. Calm your liver.
And so, sure enough, this man, Mr. Greenberg, he went home very upset, very angry. And Shmelke said,
I don't know what to do. I guess the rabbi will have to decide.
Well, before you ask the rabbi, you know, I'm going to speak to my son. And let me say, you know, my son, Baruch Hashem, I bring up my son to be good in the... that was Lashon Hara, because that's Avak Lashon Hara. I almost slipped, you know that? I almost slipped. Okay.
Wait, but it's true, you bring up your son the right there, he should have a heart. Now I'm thinking, I understand what you're talking about. Because that, I better hold my mouth before I slip again. So speak to your son.
And so, Mr. Nochem Feivelovich came home again.
So, Dad, so what does he say? So he agrees? I mean, isn't it a great compromise? I think it is. It's such a great idea, no, Tati? What do you say, huh? So he agreed, and then we're going to, you know, like, make a gyro and see who gets what?
Actually, that's not exactly what happened, you see. What ended up happening was, is that, he doesn't want to compromise. He wants to do the whole thing.